Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine, and I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Yep.
Yeah. Just
totally.
Here we are.
Yep. It's fine.
Everything's cool.
Everything's fine. Nobody worry. This is all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Everybody just calm down. We'll get through this. If we all keep our cool.
I'm so glad that sometimes I don't have to be the one that escalates things.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's fine. What? How you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Cool.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, there's a butt.
Do you see a butt?
I see a butt.
That's fun.
At least it wasn't a moving butt, because if I had loaded the GIF, it would have been a moving butt.
It would have been a moving butt?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well,
the internet is poison.
Which we have all decided to imbibe.
Destroy net neutrality so that we can't afford the internet anymore and we can all be free.
Oh, man. I'm so mad at this.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're going to be jingling and jangling a puzzle box this entire episode.
Oh, this whole episode.
Yeah, because Abby's not going to get it open.
I'm not. I don't.
You're just super not. That's fine.
Is it like...
I opened it and I...
On accident.
Practically. And I just closed it right back up.
God, what a dingus. You're such a dingus.
That's just one of the many contraptions from my private selection.
Oh, God. All right, so if y'all
are
remember...
Are you ready for the worst segue of all time into San...
Oh, I don't know. You've
San
done
what,
You've done some pretty shitty ones.
This one's gonna be really bad.
Okay, go ahead.
Here, you know what the Irish like to do.
All right, and we're done. We're done. Episode's over. Give me the goddamn soda. I'm throwing it and you off of a fucking cliff.
Oh, it's fine. I have a second bottle.
Oh, Jesus. Please, Bill, what do we, the Irish...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm super Irish. Bill, okay. Finish your sentence, please.
It's the private selection.
Uh-huh.
You know
what?
You know it's a full sentence.
What is a full sentence, Bill? Please. Give me your punchline, or I'll punch you.
Usually that's a different conjunction in there. Irish cream.
I'm gonna punch you anyway.
At least we let the moment land.
Oh, God.
I think these are Irish also. Like, what? Just coincidentally, these little jewels, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I could see that. Let me...
Yeah. They're just hanging around here. This wasn't a prop at all, but here we go. All
right.
I live in a home of props.
Let's be real. Yep.
But, yeah. So it's that classic beverage that we all know and love. Irish cream, naturally flavored cream soda. Enhanced with sweet Irish cream flavor.
Jesus. These are the people that said huckleberry and something flavor with flavor of... They used flavor too many times in there. Because huckleberry cream people, too.
Yeah. It's naturally flavored, enhanced, and made with real cream. Like, and it's the same... Yeah, it used...
No, it was on the front because it was something about real blueberry flavor and real hibiscus flavor or some bullshit.
Okay, that could be. Who knows? I just know that the huckleberry one wasn't great.
No, it was not.
But the hopped grapefruit one was pretty good.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping for a 50-50 out of the private selection. Which again, I think that,
that wouldn't that be 2 out of 3?
Because no, there were 4.
Oh, there were 4.
And, what was the other one? That was the ginger cream root beer.
Oh, right.
Which was bad.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I can't believe. I'm still mad.
There was the hintest of a whisper.
Oh, yeah. There was just, it was like a little fart. Just a.
It was like something in the back of my mind trying to shush me, but I could easily drown it out.
Yeah.
That's the kind of volume we're dealing with.
All right.
Okay. I was really worried that this was going to be a very questionable color.
Because I could tell it wasn't a dark soda.
Right.
When you held it up to the light. So right. I was expecting. I mean, this is about what I was expecting.
You never know. When it comes to something that has Irish in the name, if they're just going to make it green.
Well, it actually looked, let's be real though, they did the next best, well actually they did the better thing. They made it look like whiskey.
Yeah, they really did.
So, I mean, it's more authentically Irish than it being green.
Oh, that's a sniff.
It's a good sniff. It smells like Gloria Jean's.
Yeah.
It 100% smells like Gloria Jean's.
With just like a little bit of a nip from the flask in there. Just like.
Mm-hmm. Alternatively, it also smells like.
It smells like your questionable uncle just shouting, "I'm going to the mall!" So he can get Gloria Jean's and spike it.
Oh, okay.
This isn't a real thing. Don't call the authorities.
I mean, you start talking about old people in malls, and I suddenly start thinking we were talking about politics and how it's...
What?
The old guy that... The malls and... No.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind.
I do listen to the news every day, but that one hasn't gotten to me.
That's okay. We don't need to talk about it right now.
Cool.
I'm trying this to think
smell,
of...
This does smell nice, though.
Mm-hmm. It also is, there's a very specific Jelly Belly flavor that is reminding me of, but I cannot.
Yeah, I get you.
I can't decide which one it is.
I'm not a Jelly Belly.
Is it a toasted, it's not quite toasted marshmallow, but I mean, I can see it. I'm gonna go with that.
If you know which Jelly Belly this soda smells like. Please, send an email to sid@annbitter.org.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah. That smells fine.
Yeah. I dig it. Good?
Mm. Sir?
Oh.
There you are.
I didn't clink it, and I almost spilled it. Saved it.
That is much stronger flavor than I was ready for.
Yeah.
That really...
Not into it.
That really sticks to your tongue,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, wow. This, you know why this... God damn it. You know why this smells like a Gloria Jean's? Because it's literally just coffee syrup.
Yeah.
It's like coffee-flavored syrup. That's just all it is.
Yeah.
In soda water.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's fine, but... Man.
It's like somebody
That's like super basic.
Yeah, it's somebody just dumped a fucking bottle of Tarani in,
Yeah. I think they got the proportions... Fairly decent.
Mm-hmm. I would say a little bit more soda personally, but that's just
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it a little bit less syrup. Get a little bit of the bitter back in there if you're going to do a coffee flavor.
Yep.
Because this is...
Yes? Yes.
You grab an Irish cream and you're just like, and you're told this is our...
That's indecent.
You grab an Irish, comma, cream. And you're told, you know, this was my favorite in, I don't know if this was actually my favorite. This is one of four from the soda line that's basically like, they're all kind of cocktails kind of thing.
Right.
And you're just like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I've had rum cream before.
Or an old-fashioned soda.
Right, right. I'm like, okay, cool. But no, this just tastes like fucking...
Tarani syrup.
It tastes like they tried to make a soda based on the coffee creamer.
Yes!
Like the Irish cream-flavored coffee
yes!
creamer.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
Because I've definitely poured that in things and not liked it. I don't drink coffee.
What did you...
But I did work at a Quick Trip.
Bill.
That gave me free access to all the drinks.
Bill. Bill, were you... I'm sorry, I need to...
I refuse to solve this mystery for Abby.
Did you put it in, like, the slushies?
No!
That's good.
Gross.
I was really scared, Bill. I was honestly like, what sort of inhumane experiments were you pulling on yourself?
I was in college. It's indestructible.
I mean, putting it in tea. Yeah, it depending on the tea. If it's like an English breakfast tea, sure, fuck.
Primarily, hot cocoa.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it was fine. But... There were definitely some bevs where I was just like, shouldn't have done that.
Yep.
Mm-mm. And I couldn't tell you what they were.
Nah. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. 10 years. 10 years since I made the creamer mistake. Or shit, closer to 11.
It's only a year difference.
Still. I can't picture myself drinking a bottle of this.
No.
And it's not, like, gross or... It's not hurting me or anything.
Yeah.
But, like...
I'm not in pain.
I don't... want more. Like... Ever. But I have more. Here and in another bottle.
Well, I mean, I feel like it'd be okay with ice cream or some bullshit.
I don't know. I don't think this would make a good float. You gotta lean away from having too much cream in the soda. Otherwise, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just all one flavor.
Yeah, that's fair. Might be able to make some interesting pancakes with it.
I tried that. I did buy some muffin mix to make pancakes and waffles out of.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a staple of my childhood.
Muffin mix waffles?
And pancakes, yeah.
Interesting.
Every Sunday morning. It's an amazing shortcut for making blueberry waffles. You just grab blueberry muffin mix.
Yep.
And just make it. And
it's
an even distribution of the little flavor granules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super easy to make.
Yeah, we all, I mean, Dad always made waffles too, but they were just regular fucking waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Bisquick.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing
fancy. While we went to church, Dad was home making waffles and shit.
Yeah. We didn't make, or go to church, Dad made
waffles. Hey! Yeah, I'd come home, we'd eat waffles and shit. And I would go up to Lindsay Brunig's house to watch Babysitter's Club.
I have a theory.
Babysitter's Club.
A family theory.
Uh-oh.
That, so, I know my mom used to go to church on Sundays.
Okay.
But it was more to socialize than
okay.
to, mm-hmm. for any of the religious component, which is fine.
Yeah, totally fine. A lot of people do that.
But my dad never got into that.
Never bought in.
And I feel like that is the core behind the family tradition of having a huge breakfast on Sundays. Because that feels like we could go to church. Or I could make this enormous breakfast for everybody.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably something.
Yeah.
We'd all sit around reading the Sunday paper. I'd read the comics, and I'd be like,
I don't understand.
Comics. I do understand these, and I know they're not very good.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I didn't understand half of them. It's like, that, is that a joke? I don't know if that's a joke.
I mean, read the Sunday comics now, and you'll realize half the time, no,
it's not.
They weren't jokes.
They weren't jokes. That's fair.
They're just writing things down. Because, can you imagine being a newspaper comic writer?
Oh, God.
How fucking impossible that would be.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
I'm saying this as somebody that podcasts. That kind of repetitive content seems like goddamn Everest.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
Oh, man, what am I gonna say?
This, I'm gonna use my analogy to hearken right back to the days of working at Quick Trip.
All right.
This soda reminds me of the first time I made myself a latte.
Okay.
I was just like, people like this.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna make it. I did make it correctly.
All right.
And I drank it, and I was just like, all right.
I did that.
I kind of get it. Way more milky than I was expecting. I don't think I want another, and I also feel a little weird. This is sitting in me weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't feel great. What's worrying me about this analogy is, at some point, I did make another latte. Long-time SodaCast historians may have uncovered the great secret of these are some of the sodas we like. And many other andbetter.org products, such as this podcast. Perpetual New Machine.
Pet Noob.
A better show. There's a secret underlying world-building universe under there that not a lot of people catch on to.
Really?
But I'm dumb as hell. I know this might be a bit too much peek behind the curtain. The people that have been connecting these strings, it's just like Louis C.K. getting fired the day before that article went out.
Oh,
where the person's just like, God damn it! Or better yet, fucking Ding Dong Trump just being like, oh yeah, we colluded with Russia. Like, that reporter just going, fuck!
God!
Oh, I've been working so hard. Yeah,
and then he just says this stuff.
I just said the crime. Yeah. Anyway, I give this soda a 40.
All right. Cool. Let's see. I had it.
I know. I hit you with some revelations this episode, and I'm making these very difficult for you today.
Oh man, I 100% had it. Shit. All right, let's see. God damn it.
Do you need me to vamp?
Yeah, just give me a second.
You guys remember the last time that I had to just solo the podcast for a bit while the co-host can't... just had to take care of something just unavoidable, very obstructing, just completely keeping them from doing the rest of the episode.
Did I have a fucking boner? What was going on?
No, there was definitely an episode where Bob took a dump.
Oh, well, all
right. And I was sitting right here, and it was like 6 minutes of me just going, so, I don't know, the fucking news, and every once in a while, Bob would fucking chime in from the bathroom.
The shitter! Okay, all right, I can't listen to you.
I could just do the show in here.
I can't listen to you vamp while I'm thinking. I can't do it. Jesus.
I'll just vamp away from Abby. What do I vamp about? Abby.
What?
What do I vamp about?
Oh, vamp about...
Give me a profession and a location. Just kidding. I don't like improv.
Okay. So what are you going to vamp about?
You know what? I don't like improv.
There it is.
Here's what's the thing. I'm out for a nice night with my family. I don't want to make your jokes, and you're just gonna tell the same joke you would have told anyway. It's more fun for you up on the stage, I'm sure, but just give me some structured content that I can rely on. That's all. Not a bad improv is still better than a bad magician, though. I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to see or be a bad magician. Do it once. You're going to get so angry.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. We're back.
We're back.
Okay, so.
After that commercial break.
Yeah, right? What were you bullshitting about?
You'll just have to listen.
Okay. All right. So, my sister bought.
I'm excited.
On a couple of occasions, has decided she's going to, you know, venture into the world of video games.
Yeah!
Which is not her natural habitat.
I've noticed. Which is fine.
Oh, yeah, totally fine.
There's no gamer elitism.
Yeah, here. No, it's just not something that she's really ever been into.
Yeah.
So she at some point bought herself a Nintendo DS Lite. And
that's a good way to venture into things.
That's,
yeah.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. So she had a couple of DS games. A couple of Game Boy Advance games, and she just was plugging away.
Game Boy Advance is such a good system.
I have had several I mean, honest to God, I think the only Advance game I owned was Minish Cap, but
that's a good one, though.
I played emulators for a couple of Pokemon games.
There you go.
In college, we all had emulators on our flash drives.
I'm gonna be real. Emulating Fire Red and Leaf Green is a good fucking time.
That's literally like Leaf Green is my fucking jam.
Yeah, I do own a cartridge of that, so I'm
on
within the law.
Yeah, no, we just had it loaded onto our flash drives, so when we would go into the computer lab, we could just fucking play Pokemon for a while.
You can just have it on your phone. It's the goddamn future.
Holy shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alice decided, we were all super into Kingdom Hearts once upon a time, and Alice was like, hey, I'm going to play...
Speaking of me not feeling well.
I want to play this other game that looks a lot like Kingdom Hearts, which, for the kids at home, is called The World Ends With You.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
That is not a beginner's title.
No, it is not. But that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is that... She bought a fucking bootleg.
Oh, who?
I assume it's a bootleg because I could not get it to work.
Oh. Oh, that's a shame.
And it could have been a broken cartridge, I guess?
I guess.
But, I don't know, it seemed odd.
Huh. Is this going to turn into a creepypasta? Because
I'm
here for it.
No, that's because I went to go play it, and I don't know if she had bought another copy, and I just didn't know, and so she had been able to play the whole thing,
sure.
But I went to play it, and because I had my own DS, which was named Rubber Ducky Jr.
Great.
And I called it RDJ because I'm... Yep. I was garbage! Well, I'm still garbage, but I was a different kind of garbage.
It's important to personally develop into different phases of garbage.
Of course, yeah. I mean, this was maybe 5 years ago, maybe? Maybe. I don't know when that game came out.
It's the classic riddle of the Sphinx. What lies in four trash cans in the morning?
But yeah, so I went to play it and I couldn't get it to work.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, I'm sure this works for some people. Sure as fuck don't work for me.
It's kind of a bootleg soda.
It's kind of a bootleg soda. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Bootleg soda. Yep. So bootleg soda, I give you a 47.
That's really close to average.
Yeah, that's too close to average.
Yeah. That's almost
37. I said 47.
You
37.
Sure did.
37.
38 and a half for the private selection. Irish cream.
Numbers.
So that completes our private selection series.
That's
I think that's all
good.
Four of them. If you're going to buy some of that soda, please buy the hopped grapefruit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That one's good. Don't touch the rest of them.
Don't.
We've had a bad experience.
Yeah, don't. Just don't. Yeah.
It. You know what? This episode's gone all along.
Yeah.
It's a little late. It's time to tuck these kids into bed.
Ah, hit the dusty trail.
Good night, little guy. See you later, soda pals.
Bye. Sleep tight.